Recorded too, just for a record. All right, this is Nederland Fire Protection District Special Board of Directors meeting. Today's April 22nd, 2020. Roll call, Ray Willis.
Present.
Beth Davis.
Here.
Thank you. Joe Evans is not here. Nicholas.
Here.
Cerberus here too. Chief Durr is in attendance. We got a quorum. We got four directors present. Called a meeting to order at 1900. Motion to approve the agenda as written. Ray, do I have a second?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the agenda is moved for nothing. No public comments, no previous meeting minutes. All that's going to take being taken care of on the next regular board meeting. Jump ahead to line item 6 of the agenda, new business, and that is the only item for tonight is discussion and vote on the resolution. The resolution is 2020-002 to extend the Boulder County Emergency Declaration. Chief, do you want to have a quick discussion on that? Like, explain what that means, what it does?
This all started with an email from Boulder County Office of Emergency Management, circulated among most of the districts. There was a little bit of discussion on whether the board enables it or the chief can enable it, apparently either or. But without the board ratifying, it only lasts for 7 days.
Okay.
Long story short, it is to enable Stafford Act refunds, but apparently they have to rewrite the Stafford Act to allow reimbursement for a public health emergency. And then the bigger piece of it is that, at least traditionally with Stafford Act refunds, there has to be at least $1.5 million in public infrastructure damage at the county level and $7 million at the state level. We have no idea what this is going to end up when they rewrite that. I can tell you for us, we probably have 2,000 to 3,000 potentially billable in PPE, but the bigger issue for us would be, let's say one of our career staff gets quarantined for 2 weeks. Obviously, we've got to cover their sick time, but then we're going to end up paying overtime to cover those shifts. That could extend to all of our paid staff. And it's unclear, you know, if Stafford Act is even going to cover that. And then the only other tidbit is that typically Stafford does 75% of the costs incurred. And then sometimes the county makes up the other 25%. Sometimes they don't. So I just read the chief's briefing tonight from Chris O'Brien. And he's actively kind of leaning on other departments, saying now's the time to get the extension done. So I'm not sure that we're honestly going to bill for any reimbursement, but it at least enables us to do that.
Right. And there is there's no liability for our district, financial liability.
Correct.
Unless the extension gets signed and there's not enough damage in the county, I suppose, that then this emergency declaration will actually become in effect, right?
It's quite possible that the county doesn't, you know, as it's written, it requires infrastructure damage.
Right.
So it's quite possible the county won't have enough damage to have occurred to be eligible for funding.
Okay.
And then how that will apply at individual fire district levels, I don't have any idea what the numbers are going to be.
Does this benefit us in any type of way of putting the government or whoever the powers that be on notice that we have made this declaration so there's future reimbursement through some other act that this allows us to enter that, or who knows?
Hold on, Nicholas. I'm sorry. I can't hardly hear you. So I'm trying to get you turned up. Did everybody else hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not totally.
Nicholas, try a little closer or a little louder if you can.
Just wondering if by signing on to this, Dean, if this doesn't come to fruition, if we've then given notice to the other powers that be and would be able to be reimbursed for some of our expenses, but I guess we just don't know.
So we'll have to affirmatively end this at some point when we've decided the local emergency ends. They're showing, you know, as of today, 3.9% growth. And I don't know when, to be honest, we would end up terminating this. But what we will do is end up filing a copy with the state and a copy with the county.
I'm sure we're going to lean pretty heavily on the state and the county to give us guidelines on when a good time to end this thing, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
All right. Any other questions?
But you said the county is rewriting this because of the infrastructure part of it?
The federal funding for reimbursement for the declaration of a disaster is part of the Stafford Act at the federal level. And wildfire is a little different. We've never done a local emergency declaration because the county is in charge of wildland fire, so they kind of push that money down. But this is apparently different, more like the flood thing. And in 13, Four Mile got jammed up, as I understand it, because they ordered some heavy equipment to help get Four Mile open before declaring an emergency and not being signed on with the county. And then they ended up having to eat some of that heavy equipment cost because they hadn't declared an emergency. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So my understanding is...
So we're just being preemptive here, I'm assuming. This is more the preemptive kind of stuff, just in case, covering ourselves.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we like covering ourselves.
I think if there's no further conversation, I'll read the resolution and make a motion to adopt this. You guys okay with that?
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. This is a motion to adapt resolution 2020-002, a resolution extending the declaration of a local disaster emergency pursuant to paragraph 24-33.5-709 of the Colorado Revised State Statute. Whereas the Nettleton Fire Protection District is a political subdivision of the state of Colorado, and whereas the fire chief is the principal executive director of the district, and the fire chief previously declared a local disaster emergency on, remember that?
April 17th.
4/17/2020, and whereas pursuant to paragraph 24-33.5709, subparagraph 1 of the Colorado Revised State Statute, a fire chief's declaration of a local disaster emergency may not extend beyond 7 days without the consent of the district board of the directors. And whereas the board finds that global pandemic of the novel coronavirus identified as COVID-19 continues to pose an imminent threat to life and public health and continues to necessitate emergency response from the district and other local authorities, and whereas the board finds that it is in the best interest of the district citizens to continue the declaration of a local disaster emergency in order to protect public health, safety, and welfare. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the board of directors of the Nettleton Fire Protection District that 1. The local disaster emergency declaration of the district's fire chief made on April 17, 2020 shall be extended until further action by this board. The novel coronavirus COVID-19 continues to pose an imminent threat to life and public health within the district, and an emergency response is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of the district citizens. Subparagraph 2. The resolution shall be effective upon passage and shall remain in effect until emergency disaster status has been lifted by the affirmative majority vote of the Board of Directors of the District. Subparagraph 3. All acts, orders, resolutions, or parts thereof of the districts that are inconsistent or in conflict with this resolution are hereby repealed to the extent only of such inconsistency or conflict. Motion to approve this resolution. Do we have a second?
So moved.
I need
second.
All right, all in favor of approving resolution? Aye.
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 All right, resolution 2020-002 has been adopted by the vote of 4 yeas and 0 nays on April 22, 2020.
Is there any negative if it happens to run on for too long?
Not that I know of, Nicholas. I would think that we're just, at that point, accruing cost. But I wouldn't know of any negative.
No, I'm just wondering if it says the board has to terminate it, and for some reason it lasts for an extra month or two. Is there anything bad that can be come of that?
Not that I know of. I'll keep you guys updated on what OEM and the rest of the departments are doing.
All right. Well, if there's no other issues and no other things to talk about, motion to adjourn the meeting at 19:11 p.m. We're here a second.
Second.
All in favor to adjourn? Aye.
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 Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned at 19:11. Our next meeting is May 13. Regular meeting, board of directors meeting.
All right. Thank you,
all
guys.
Right.
Appreciate
you
it.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. How do you turn this off?
Bottom right, leave meeting.